Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In terms of this story, last Wednesday, May the 18th, the Connecticut Democratic official Twitter page put out a tweet. They had a picture of George Logan with a Don't Tread on Me flag behind him. And it said, "This is George." I'm reading it verbatim. It's since been taken down. "This is George. George doesn't live in the 5th District but wants to represent it in Congress. George's uncle lives in the 5th District. George says he's moved into his uncle's house, but has he? Just run where you live, George. Deceiving voters is no way to start a campaign." And so a lot of people thought it was parroting Curious George, which there's a lot of pretty widely acknowledged racial tropes of the slave and slave master dynamics in that comic. I don't want to get into breaking down, deconstructing Curious George, a comic book. And then the Democratic Party said we were actually doing the, like, see Jane do this memes. And that's what they were trying to do. And even Congresswoman John Ace retweeted it, but then came out and said she didn't make the connection, and she apologized, and they took it down at 5:30 p.m. on Friday. And so we didn't get a chance really to get into it too much. And we've asked Nancy DiNardo to come on the show. We asked John Ace, even Jim Himes, the congressman, who's a Democrat, said, "Listen, regardless of whether your intentions were there or not, it looks terrible. Apologize. Take it down and let's move on." And George Logan joining us now on Brian and Company here on WTIC. George, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Doing well.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. My pleasure.
At first blush, when it came across your desk or your phone or whatever, what did you think of that tweet?
Well, my first exposure to the situation really wasn't the tweet itself. It was calls that I was getting from Democrats and Republicans and folks throughout the district voicing their anger and disappointment that the Democrat Party leadership went that route with the tweet. So that was my first exposure to it. And then me and my team did some research, take a look at the tweet, and we were surprised that once again they went that route playing the race card.
Do you really think that was the intention?
I do. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the cadence of the Dem tweet, it points to the directly to the Curious George storybooks, in terms of the way it's laid out. And, these folks are, they're smart folks, I mean, I agree with them politically, but these Democrat Party leaders and their operatives, they know what they're doing. They know what their intentions are with everything that they put out there. They do everything with direct intention in mind. And it's unfortunate, because, the people of the district, people of Connecticut deserve more from party leadership. And certainly, they doubled down when folks came at them, and they finally eventually took it down after receiving, pushback from their own elected officials, like State Senator Gary Winfield of New Haven, a Democrat, called it, vile and, that it wasn't right. And even in Simsbury, a candidate for a state Senate, she also was offended by it and insulted and didn't want anything to do with it. And as you mentioned, Congressman Himes. So, it's not a matter of whether, what the intention was. This is the reaction of what folks
right.
Felt out there, both not just Republicans, but Democrats and just, anyone out there, even all the unaffiliated voters. I have been getting text messages, calls, tweets from folks stopping me at events. From both parties, and not to mention, of course, all the unaffiliated voters. It's just not what we need in
right.
Connecticut.
Well, and the truth is, I look forward to the substantive conversations we're supposed to be having. I do have two more quick questions on this as we talk with George Logan, gracious enough to give us some time here, Republican candidate in the 5th District against Congresswoman Johanna Hayes. Is, Hayes retweeted it, and she said she didn't see it. And then she obviously apologized. And so do you think do you take her at her word?
Well, here's the issue that I have with Jahana Hayes. You know, we need someone who's going to lead in the 5th Congressional District, and she has not done so. You know, she's voted 100% in line with Nancy Pelosi.
Right, but do you, George, and we've been over that, but do you believe that she was, you know, ignorant of the fact that, of that connection?
I can't read into her brain, but she is responsible for what comes out of her campaign. If she's not responsible for what comes out of her campaign, who is? You know, she needs to do a better job. These kinds of things are not acceptable, particularly when you have two African Americans running in a campaign with one another. We have to be very sensitive to this, these types of activities occurring. And she is responsible for what comes out of her campaign. If she's not responsible, who is? You know, that person should be running for Congress then, and not John Hayes. And that has been my issue with her. She's not leading. She's just following Democrat Party leadership. And that is not something that I'm going to do.
Okay, my last question, and I would like to get to something substantive before we go, is the content of the tweet, and when Nancy DiNardo was on with me, she went out of her way to bring this up again. And, you know, we addressed it when you came in and sat down with me for an hour. And so I'm just going to ask you straight out. I mean, are you residing? Did you sleep in the 5th District last night?
I absolutely reside in the 5th District. Last night I slept in Cape Cod. I'm in at a water industry conference. But when I am in Connecticut, yes, I sleep in Meriden. Every night I'm registered to vote in Meriden. I live in Meriden. There's no issue about that. The Democrats are going to continue, the Democrat leadership are going to continue to try to deflect from the horrible job that Jahana Hayes is doing as a congresswoman. And that is what the focus is here. I will do a better job leading the 5th Congressional District, being a representative and a voice for the moderate voters and conservative voters in Washington. And that's what we're focused on. But yes, when I'm in Connecticut every single night, I sleep, I eat in Meriden. There is no issue about that. The Democrats can continue to try to push that narrative because they can't rely on Jahana Hayes' voting record or her actions down in Washington, and they're going to go to other areas.
And when did this dynamic, it's your uncle's house, when did that start?
Sure, yeah. So my uncle actually resides in Florida. I rented his house May 2nd, I believe, is the date of our lease.
All right. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you. Let's move on from that because I think it's.
Sure.
But I did have to ask the questions, and I honestly, like I said, we've invited Nancy and Jahana Hayes and Congressman Himes as well, and you came on the show, and we appreciate that. In terms of stuff, you know, whether it's the inflation issue or how, you know, Connecticut's doing with its excess money, you know, what right now is the primary issue for you?
Well, right now what I'm hearing from folks in the district is are from parents who are really worried about the baby formula crisis. That is a big issue right now. And again, we have the Biden-Harris, you know, Jahana Hayes, leadership in Washington is reacting to a problem as opposed to leading. Jahana Hayes, she's a leader on the subcommittee on nutrition, oversight, and department operations. And, you know, they knew about this from at least February. Again, where is the leadership from Jahana Hayes? Certainly now, you know, she's certainly focused on it. They're not really providing solutions per se, but certainly has recognized this as being an issue. But we need leadership. When I'm, you know, thinking positively, when I'm elected, I'm representing the district, I will be a voice for Connecticut down in Washington. I will take my job seriously in terms of making sure that I'm advising the president, that I am making it known to my party leadership when there are issues that are a problem for the people of the 5th Congressional District. And again, we need folks down in Washington that are going to lead from the front, not be reactionary and familiar. This is the United States of America. We have the best government on the planet Earth. We are the wealthiest nation on Earth, and we just need leadership in Washington and here in Connecticut that's going to focus on the issues of the people, you know, of Connecticut, of the 5th Congressional District, and not on simply maintaining power and dealing with the, you know, party leadership and the operatives that are just trying to do everything they can to maintain power. We need representation down in Washington that's going to focus on the people, and that's what I intend to do.
George, thank you much for coming on. Appreciate the time. And Cape's nice. Where are you? Chatham Bar's Inn, or like where are we?
I'm in Brewster's. My first time actually.
Ocean Edge. You're in Ocean Edge.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Ocean Edge. Yes. I got here late last night, so I haven't actually had a chance to partake. And I'm on an industry panel. And once the panel is done, I've got to hightail it back to Connecticut, so I won't have a chance to take a look around much here. But
that's too bad.
Yeah, I am out here today.
It's a good spot. Well, George, have a great day. Safe travels back to Connecticut.
Great. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
George Logan, candidate in the 5th, representing the Republican Party against John Hayes. We've invited Congresswoman Hayes and also Jim Himes and Nancy DiNardo. They are welcome to come on the show to talk about this issue.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.